we're going to continue from where I ended when I was here. There are certain principles you must apply in the realm of the spirit. And so the earth will open for you. The earth was created with a womb. The earth can conceive for you. It doesn't just conceive without you giving it a seed. Concerning that, I'm talking about a principle that you do. I'm talking about wisdom that you apply. For the earth to conceive for you, you see, I encourage you to choose to live a supernatural life. There are two ways of living. One is the carnal way, the natural way of living. And the other one is the supernatural way of living. Now, throughout history, in the Bible, even us, we have not seen anyone that has lived in the natural way that has received anything that is of value. Let me give you an example. Let's go to, I pray you understand what God is saying to us today. Let's go to Galatians 4, verse 23. The Bible says, "Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise." Verse 29. "But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now." So God comes to Abraham and he gives him a promise. He gives him a supernatural way of receiving a son. And that was to follow the promise, to wait for the promise. That was the supernatural way of receiving a son. Even in his old age, Sarah is old, Abraham is old, and God comes to them and tells them, "You're going to get a child. I'm
going
to give you a supernatural way of receiving Isaac." And so he gave them a promise. And the supernatural way, the wisdom there was to focus on the promise and be patient and wait for it. Sarah comes and she introduces a natural way of having.
And
Abraham allows it. And they go the natural way. And what happened? Ishmael that came out of the natural way, the Bible says he began to persecute the one that came by the Spirit. You see why things die in your life?
It's
because you mix natural ways and supernatural ways. Let's quit using natural ways. Let us go the supernatural way. Quit operating under the natural system and begin to operate under the supernatural system. What is that? Applying supernatural principle. Use wisdom. The wisdom of God. So he continues to say, "Nevertheless, that what saith the scripture, cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman." So then, brethren, we are not children of the bond woman, but of the free. So bringing in a slave girl was a quick fix. And that was the natural way. And most of us have tried the natural way. And they've not worked. Let's go the supernatural way. Are you with me? So God has given us wisdom. God has set wisdom before us. God has given us principles. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Now, notice what the Bible says. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Which means, without this, there is nothing you can do. The Bible doesn't say wisdom is a principal thing. He says wisdom is the. So when he says wisdom is the principal thing, it means, listen, there is nothing you can do without this. This is the main thing. This is the thing. If you come here and I say, this is the man, it means you cannot reach any of us here. You cannot deal with any of us here. You cannot approach any of us here unless you go through him. So wisdom that is set before you is the principal thing. You cannot operate on the earth as a spirit being without wisdom that is set before you. Did you know that your physical body is a wisdom? You as a spirit being, for you to operate on earth, you need that body. And once you come out of that body, you can't come back here. You are spirit. And your body is the only principle, is the only wisdom that keeps you on the earth. Therefore, when we come to finances, you got to look for the principle. What is the principle? What is the principle? If you want married, you got to look for the principle. Look for the principle. So he says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But then he continues and say, and with all thy getting, get understanding. That is why we need to be taught, so that you get understanding. Let me also tell you this. You will not fully operate in the wisdom of God if you do not maintain comprehension. Comprehension is the way of life. What does it mean? That when I come in a situation where I feel sick in my body, I have a full understanding that by his stripes I was healed. I understand, I comprehend, I discern that I am not getting healed now, but I got healed 2,000 years ago. So now I go in the principle of getting the seed inside of me and receive my total healing. Because keeping the word of God There's a seed in your heart. Is a principle. But you see, you may even fail to keep the principle because you have no understanding. When they give you a bill and you are in a financial crisis, you drop the principle because you have no understanding. You begin to call everybody, you begin to cry, you begin to drown, you begin to complain, you worry, you fear, because you lack understanding. So understanding will keep you walking with principle. Do you understand that? Yeah? So getting understanding will keep you in wisdom. You will not achieve it, not until you understand it. And you see, we are not now back into our education system where we cram things. And you quote scriptures. By his stripes, I am healed. He became poor, so I become rich. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I was young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. No, it must become a conviction. Understanding brings conviction that no matter what you're going through, you know, there is a testimony that I was young and now I'm old, and yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You see, understanding keep you walking in wisdom. The reason why you give your tithe today and next month you don't, because you know what I have is not enough. You're mixing natural ways and supernatural ways. And once you give your tithe now, you sow your seed now, and then next month or tomorrow you feel like, oh, I'm overwhelmed. You remember? We looked at observing weather. You remember? Observing the weather. The Bible talks about sowers that observe. They will never sow. Now, let me take you back to Galatians. Once you begin the principle now, and then tomorrow you become overwhelmed and you feel like what I have is not enough. If I give my tithe, if I help my neighbor, if I give money to my mother, if I help so and so, if I sow in the kingdom, this month I will not survive. It means now you've gone the natural way. You don't trust God. Now you're back in the natural way. Remember, the previous month you did the spiritual way. So now what you got in your life is Ishmael and Isaac. And once you get Ishmael and Isaac, Ishmael will begin to persecute Isaac. Don't get these two boys in your life. Don't get these two boys in your life. Don't bring Ishmael. Keep Isaac. The supernatural way. Once you mix them, they're going to fight in your face. And the Bible says the one that came by the natural is going to persecute the one. Look at what we have between the Arab world and Israel. Up to now, Ishmael is persecuting Isaac. Get to see this. So don't mix the two. Keep the wisdom of God. Keep sowing your seed. Keep being a sower. Do Man, I and my wife, we began doing these things when we did not have. Her salary wasn't enough for us. I was serving the church and I didn't have anything. But every little thing we got, we made sure. We give. We give our tithes. Give our seeds. Some of it was embarrassing to give. But I gave. And she gave. Some seeds were too small. Embarrassing. But we gave. We didn't understand. But now I comprehend. That way is the way. That way is the way. I told you how we began SOHA. I came to Uganda and I left $50. I believed God. I did not have money. I didn't have enough. I came here. I had a return ticket. I had no money. But God had spoken to me. Go back to Uganda and help children. So I left $50. Today, how much money do we spend? Ooh, the budget is huge. But you see, I'll go a little bit deeper next Sunday. Because you see, what we want is to walk in understanding and walk in wisdom. And you might even have Sarah around you. When Sarah comes, rebuke her. Sometimes your mind is Sarah. You look at that. You got all this to fix in your house. Why do you care about the neighbor? Rebuke that thought. Get what you have. Get what you can, take it to your neighbor and bless your neighbor. Keep the principle. Keep the principle. Today, I want to emphasize this. As you go back, remember, there are two systems. The natural system and the supernatural system. The natural system produces Ishmael. And the supernatural system produces Isaac. And when you get those two boys, you're going to create war. Praise God. We begin from here next Sunday, right?